The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The fire of your coming, the glory of your presence, will shake the earth and every heart will know. You are Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel.
Shalom and welcome to Heart of Messiah radio broadcast. My name is Steve Weiler and I'm the lead rabbi of Sheresh David Messianic Synagogues. Currently we're serving in Wesley Chapel, St. Pete, South Bay near Riverview and Tampa. We welcome all visitors as we desire to see those who are Jewish and not Jewish worshiping together in unity. We're honored to serve the listening audience of AM 570 WTBN and 910 WTWD, Tampa Bay's Faith Talk.
Shalom. What does it mean to depend on God? Do you depend on God? This is part two. So let's continue our discussion after we pray. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father and our King, we love you and praise you. And Lord, as people who are your children, we are seeking to depend on you. Lord, I pray that you open up this subject in our heart and our minds, that we would understand historically, whether or not Israel depended on you, and that we would truly look at our lives and see what you would have for us. Lord, we not only pray for ourselves, but our families, our friends, for Tampa Bay area, for our state, for our country, and for Israel, Lord, and for the world. And just ask that you would pour out your spirit. Lord, I am praying for revival. And I want to see people, millions and millions and millions, come to you. So once again, this country would be one nation under God. And so we thank you, we praise you, and worship you in the name of Yeshua. Amen. So I pray that my radio program here would minister to you each week. And if you'd like to help support us with prayer and with finances, we would be blessed. A monthly pledge or a one-time gift, just call Karen at 813-831-5673 or go on the website, which is heartofmessiah.org. We appreciate anything that you do to keep our message alive and going out to the people. And in that regard, we're also on Facebook Live on Friday night and Saturday mornings. You can catch us there. Or on Tuesday evenings, we have a prayer meeting from 6:30 to 7:30 where we pray for our country and for Israel and for the world. And we'd love for you to join us there. We're trying to build up an army of prayer warriors. So that's Tuesday evening at 6:30. And we'd also love for you to visit one of our congregations. And we're in St. Pete, Tampa, and Wesley Chapel. And also Conexión, our Spanish congregation, is also in Tampa. If you have any questions about that, again, you can call Karen at 813-831-5673 or check the Sheresh David website, which is ShereshDavid.org. All right. So we've been talking about depending on God. And last week, we kind of ended with two questions. One is how to become more dependent on God, where we talked about counting your blessings and transforming your thinking and comparing your thoughts to God's thoughts and praying scripture. And I'd like to kind of start the or finish that portion of it with a quote that I quoted last week, but it's worth quoting again. It's from My Utmost for His Highest, which is a devotional by Oswald Chambers, one of, I think, the best devotionals out there. And it says this: if you are not living in touch with God, it is easy to blame him or pass judgment on him. You must go through the trial, the very thing that causes you to complain, before you have any right to pronounce a verdict. Because by going through the trial, you learn to know God better. God is working in us to reach his highest goals until his purpose and our purpose become one. Amen. So the second thing we can do really to get more dependent on God is when we're unhappy with something and we want to complain or grumble, let's ask God if it's possible that we're seeing the situation wrong. Maybe it's our problem. And so we depend on God for that answer. And let time go by and see if the situation corrects itself. And again, we want to see God working. We want to depend on him. And so because we don't want to speak in a way that is not godly. Thirdly, we want to forgive them whether they ask it or not. And fourth, we want to consider how to encourage the person and maybe they will be more open to a discussion. One of my favorite quotes is by a rabbi, a younger rabbi. His name is Jason Sobel. And he said this: if all you ever do is attack someone's behavior, then you're never going to be able to set them free to become who they really are. Accountability is not calling somebody out of their behavior. It's calling them up to their identity. Give you a second to think about that, right? I think it's very scriptural. It's excellent. Yeah. And you know, when you do this, you'll actually feel better. Because when you are on the tack, it makes you feel bad. And when you give grace and you learn how to encourage, you feel better. You know that you've depended on God for the grace that he's given you, you have given others. Another thought is to count the cost of not depending on God. There is a cost to everything we do. And oftentimes when we count on ourselves, we give ourselves a license to hurt others because we think we're right. And so when we depend on God, yeah, the cost is to be nice to people, even those who don't deserve it. But I believe that's a very godly principle, don't you? And also we need to count our benefits, pleasing God. Are you considering them more important than yourself? In other words, is God more important than yourself? Are other people more important than yourself? When we depend on the Lord, we must find his ways to fix situations, not ours. We're not to lean on our own understanding or our own emotions. God's word must be stronger than our emotions and feelings. That's what depending on God is all about. One other thought, you know, just because you do a good thing, it might not be a God thing. Yeah. Let me give you an example. In Numbers 14:39, when Moses related these things to all of the children of Israel, the people mourned bitterly. They rose the next morning and went up to the high mountain, saying, "Look, let's go up to the place where Adonai promised, for we have sinned." Now, they wanted to do the right thing. It was a little late, but they wanted to do the right thing. But this is what Moses said: "Why are you disobeying the mouth of Adonai? That'll never succeed. You should not go up because Adonai will not be among you, and you will be defeated by your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are in front of you, and you will fall by the sword. Adonai will not be with you because you turned away from following Adonai." But presumptuously, they went up on the high mountain country, though neither the Ark of Adonai's covenant nor Moses moved from the camp. The Amalekites, Canaanites living in the mountain country came down, attacked them, and beat them down. And so when you follow your feelings, even if you think it is right, or even if it is right, it might not fulfill God's purpose. We have to always depend and follow on God. You have to ask God first, is this what you want? Then we hear his voice, and then we obey. Depending on God is the most secure place to be. Depending on God will give you confidence and strength. Depending on God will not allow the enemy to deceive you. Depending on God will keep your right really right. And when we depend on him, he will give us godly wisdom. So as we continue talking about depending on the Lord, three words come to mind. And so I'd like to go over them. They are faith, trust, and dependence. So faith is the belief in God, right? If you have faith, you believe. Trust is when you believe God will do what he said he will do, and it will be for your good. So that is your trusting in God. But when you depend on God, that's that intimate relationship with God that requires us to inquire for his direction and counsel at all times, 24/7. So as we look at the Israelites, they seem to have faith in God. They believed, right? But it's unlikely that they really trusted God, and it's almost certain that they did not have the relationship with God in order to depend on him. You know, I think they actually depended on Moses. That caused really unrealistic expectations for Moses, and it would cause that for any person. It's a no-win situation. Too often we do the same thing. We depend on people rather than God. We can't just know about God. We must walk with him and depend on him. Had the Israelites trusted God, things would have surely been different, though I'm not sure that Moses understood that each person was to have their own personal relationship with God. Nor maybe that wasn't God's intention for that period of time in his overall plan. When I think of trusting God, I think of Romans 8:28. Now we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. And I trust God in all he does, that he will do things correctly. Even if I don't like what's happening, I trust God to work it out. Even if I don't like how long it's taking, I trust God to make it happen. I can always count on God. Dependence on God means I need him at all times. Without him, I'm unable to accomplish anything of kingdom significance. The scripture that comes to mind for that is John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. So Yeshua is the vine. He is the source, the sustenance of life for us. We are the branches. The branches must receive that sustenance from the vine to bear fruit. The branches must obviously be attached at all times to the vine. If ever a branch breaks off from the vine, it dies. The branch that's truly connected to the vine is secure, and through storms with great winds will come. And this, when they come, and this connection protects the branch from being broken. But we know that just like the storms that hit them, there are storms in our life, and we can't allow ourselves to bend to the point of breaking. So hear me out on this. And I know some of you are probably going through some difficult times. But listen carefully to this sentence. We can still bear fruit even in a storm. You know, people who don't have time, people who are hurting, people, whatever the excuse is, they can still bear fruit. If they are attached to Yeshua the vine, they can still bear fruit. If branches are to live and bear fruit, they must completely depend on the vine for nourishment, support, strength, and vitality. The vine and branch picture emphasize complete dependence and a need for a constant connection. Now, going back to that scripture of John 15:5, it also uses the word to abide. And to abide means to live within and continue. So this has to do with Yeshua. Abide is to continually be saturated in God's presence. Dependence is the knowledge that survival without God's continuing presence is impossible. Dependence is the clinging to God for our life. And I love the word clinging, and it always reminds me of the scripture in Jeremiah 13:11. I just love this picture. Just close your eyes even and listen to this. For just as the waistband clings to a man's waist, so I will make the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah cling to me, declares Adonai, to be to me a people, a name, a praise, and a glory. But they would not obey. God's desire is for us to cling to him and never let him go. We are, as his people, we are to cling. And the question is, will we obey? Depending is clinging. And depending is abiding. And we are to cling and abide in the Father at all times and in Yeshua. And then it says, abide in me and I abide in you. I in you and Yeshua emphasize this as a mutual relationship. Our dependency in him brings him glory. When the Israelites sinned by grumbling and complaining, God still received glory because Moses immediately went to the Lord. It isn't only that we abide in God, he also abides in us. And our relationship is so beautifully described in the Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 3. In Hebrew, it's Ani ledodi vododi li. In English, it is I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. You know, Yeshua used this picture of the vine and the branch to assure his disciples of continued connection and relationship, even though he was about to leave them. And the beauty is, we look at this now and say, he will never leave us or forsake us. We see that in the book of Hebrews 13:5. Yet he spoke this in a way that also indicated that abiding and being dependent on God is a choice. All right? So which choice are you going to make? When the Lord says, abide in me, he's talking about your will, about your choices, the decisions that you make day to day and moment by moment, which can lead to dependence on him. We must decide to do things which expose ourselves to him and keep ourselves in contact with him. That's what it means to abide in him. So he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Fruit will happen when you abide in the Lord. Fruit will happen when you depend on the Lord. Fruit will happen differently for each person, the quantity, the quality, but the presence of your fruit will be there. And not only that, but the purpose of a branch is to bear fruit. Our purpose, imagine if you were to put together some vines in order to have grapes and all you see are pretty leaves. You plant, you water, you cultivate so that you can enjoy the fruit. But the fruit doesn't come. You will be very discouraged, right? So we believe that the fruit has to come. As we abide in the Lord and depend on the Lord, we bear fruit. The fruit of the Spirit, as an example. We get rid of the works of the flesh, and we gain things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Of course, that's Galatians 5, 22 and 23. To depend on God, we must activate in our lives this next verse too, though, and that's Galatians 5, 24. Now, those who belong to Messiah have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So in order to depend on God, we must crucify the flesh, our passions, and our desires. If we are to depend on God, we need to have His passions and desires. Are you ready to do that? Imagine if we would spend time with someone and they had different passions and desires, we probably wouldn't have any relationship with them. We certainly, if it were God, we wouldn't be dependent on God. We wouldn't have a relationship with God. Yeshua's passion was to die for us. Is our passion to die for Him? If someone asked you right now, what's your passion? I guess some of you would say football. Others would say shopping. But how many of you would say dying for Yeshua daily? Now imagine if a good portion of the day you were thinking about how to die for the Lord. That's, you know, when somebody's rude and mean and ugly to you, but you're thinking about dying for the Lord, how are you going to react, right? You'll be reacting in a godly way, because as we think of dying to the Lord, we're not thinking of it as a physical thing. We're thinking of it emotionally, because that's what we have to die from. Depending on the Lord means that you've got to depend on Him and speak through you, your words and your actions. Now, realistically, you aren't going to think of the Lord every moment of the day. However, the more you think of Him, the more you will speak and act like Him. I think this is a good place to stop until next week. We will finish this up next week. But I would just mention to you that this is a key part of your growth in the Lord. Dependence on God is a key part to how you are to live for Him. So I pray that this program's ministered to you, and if you will pray for us, we would appreciate it. But I also pray for finances, because, you know, you can't be on this program without finances. And so we'd appreciate any gifts that you would give us. I would mention to you that I'm on Facebook Live, on YouTube, and so Friday night, Saturday morning, check us out. Tuesday night at 6:30, our prayer meeting, also on Facebook Live. And we would love to have visitors. It's so important for us to see our family, so to speak, our radio family, our Tampa family, our Suresh family, bringing Jewish people who don't know you, or anybody who doesn't know you, but especially Jewish people who don't know the Lord. So currently, we're open in St. Pete and Tampa and Wesley Chapel. And as I mentioned, the Spanish congregation, Conexión, in Tampa. And we'd ask that you check our website for each location. That's Suresh, Suresh, David.org. Join me as we close in prayer. Father, we depend on You. And we seek to depend on You more and more, because that will facilitate our growth, our strength, our joy, and our peace. So, Father, I pray right now that, Lord, You would be our first priority. And may we grow in our desire to have a heart like the heart of Messiah. We pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.
You are Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel.